You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. News Talk Radio right here on WVNN. This was it, Right Side Radio, 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and we are glad to be with you. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Miss Copper is running the board. Good day to you, Miss Copper.
Good day. Another lovely fall day.
It is indeed, and I mean, it's beautiful. I'm sitting here in the studio with a cup of Just Love coffee, and the sun is shining, and the trees are changing color. I love it. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good. Well, listen, we got a show for you that I think is going to be pretty interesting, and there's some very, very relevant topics. So, Copper, you get that triple dipper sound effect ready. I'll tell the rest of y'all right now while she's doing that so at 3 p.m., you may recall yesterday we broke a story on this show, broke the story for the first time in the media that a lawsuit had been filed by a major manufacturer, an employer here in the state of Alabama, against the Biden administration for these overreaches on vaccine mandates. Broke the story with Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty yesterday. Well, the owner of that company, a guy named Tony Pugh, will be calling in today at 3 o'clock to talk about his motivations and why he's filing suit and what it means to him to get this done. So you're gonna want to hear Tony Pugh call in at 3 o'clock. Triple Dipper, hit that sound effect, Copper.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
So yeah, three stories you got to know. So here's the bottom line. There's some things happening right now that are just, I look at them and I go, what? Number one is, did you know that roads could be racist? Did you know that? Well, apparently Pete Buttigieg believes it. And there's some things to talk about in that. But by and large, you'd be amazed at how much money the Biden administration is about to spend of your tax dollars to make sure that roads aren't racist and that old roads get redefined. We'll figure out how that works. That's number one on the Triple Dipper, racist roads. Number two on the Triple Dipper is this. COVID vaccine mandate pushback litigation is everywhere, including the military. There's some big doings happening right now. We'll have Tony Pugh, like I said, call in at 3 o'clock to talk about his new lawsuit. But we're also going to have some updates now on things that are happening. All you military members, you green suiters and defense contractors out there at Redstone, you might want to hear this. That's number two in the Triple Dipper. And number three, OSHA Schmosha. All right, so what is OSHA? And did you know, by the way, that not every state has federal OSHA? Some have what they call state OSHA. And Florida is looking at maybe a plan they can creatively work around some of these OSHA guidelines. Well, that's interesting. We'll break that down for you. But listen, so the bottom line for this day is it's a relevant and timely story. That there are things happening in this nation right now. And if I can do my job, if I can do what I feel like I've been called to do, because I'm sitting here looking at the little sign that says it's an honor to have this platform because I get to talk to you every day about stuff that I believe is important. And that when we say solid conservative and just plain right, I ain't playing. That's literally, we chose that mantra for a reason. But I'll say this too. It's also because I love this country and I love this state. And the idea that we're going to watch people come in and tell us that what we have is not good and try to dismantle it to make it into some other kind of notion of something that never has been because of things that they say have happened that many of which hasn't even happened. Well, just follow me weird, just a minute, all right? But I'll say this too. I love this country because of what it brings to bear for the average citizen. Just the average Joe and Jane in this nation has more opportunity right on the steps of their front porch than the majority of the world. Now, let me just jump aside and tell you this. If by chance you follow me on Twitter, you may have seen me post something last night. I stumbled across a cool article, you know, in the headline sort of took me into faraway places, if you know what I mean. I mean, here's the headline. You ready for this? Headline: Dodge will pay someone $150,000 to drive a Hellcat muscle car for a year. Hello? Did you hear that? Dodge Motors will pay someone $150,000 a year to drive one of their Hellcat muscle cars for a year. Hello, Mr. Dodge. My name is Phil, and I want to be your friend. Apparently, the person would be designated as the chief donut maker, which I finally figured out meant they're doing donuts in the parking lot, if you know what I mean. Apparently, the person's chief donut maker would make them an ambassador of goodwill, so to speak, for Dodge, and they would drive this Hellcat around. I mean, come on, what an epic gig, and you get paid for that? Now, anyone who knows me personally knows that there's two loves, well, four-wheeled loves in my life, Jeeps and muscle cars. Now, I've got friends who love fine driving, sophisticated style, refined characteristics. Me, I got a love for raw horsepower and brute force. My first car, when I was 17, was a 68 Mustang. A standard coupe, mind you, but it had a sweet little 289 V8, and after I had it bored 30 over and added a Holley 650 carburetor, hooker headers, an Edelbrock aluminum intake, a crane cam, and a Mallory distributor, I was just hooked. I was ripping all over Huntsville in that sweet ride. And of course, since we're talking about the 1980s, I had a pair of Jensen Triac speakers in the back with a quote-unquote 60-watt power booster. And just laugh if you want to, younger folks, but I could rock some Van Halen over the sound of my glass-back mufflers while I was cruising up and down Bailey Cove Road in South Huntsville on a Friday night. Yes, sir, I could. So, all right, where was I? All right, focus, Phil. Here we go. The dream job. Right, that's right, the dream job. Whoever gets that gig with Dodge, you got to at least come by and give me a ride. But I say all that to say, the American dream still lives. I mean, that Dodge article, that is pure, solid, unadulterated, pressed down but not shaken America. I mean, think about it. What other country in the world has stuff like that going on? I get it. Good things happen in other places, sure, but right here, we've got it good. How many countries in the world, let me get real with you, how many countries in the world have a constitution that guarantees certain rights like speech and religion and due process and more? How many countries in the world make it a reasonable expectation that you're going to have access to clean water and electricity, even cable TV? Where else can you go where your ability to drive on paved roads to virtually anywhere is assured and that off-road is generally a choice? How many national archives in the world are filled with documents that indicate that freedom was the motivator for the establishment of the government, as opposed to dominance or mere profit? And are you aware that in many places in this very world, you cannot worship freely, or at least not worship as you would choose? But we do. And have you considered the number of countries in the world in which property rights are generally considered sacred, where the courts are there for the purpose of ensuring that we remain a nation of laws, where the common man can rise to do uncommon things? That's where we are. That's where we live. Now, there will always be naysayers. There will always be bad actors. I can't help that. And there will always be exceptions to the rule, but there is still a rule. And the general rule in this country is that the American dream is for everyone, that all men are created equal, that we may not be perfect, but by and large, we are good. I've seen other parts of the world. I've done mission work south of the border and seen the level of appreciation that comes from those who have nothing when the smallest of somethings is given to them. I've been to Afghanistan. I've known the fractured and fragile state of that economy where women are treated like cattle and the rule of law means nothing unless you have the strongest hand. I remember talking to survivors in Iraq who told me stories of what it was like to live under actual tyranny and to wonder why your family members disappeared in the night, never to be heard from again. I've also been to what would have to be considered first world Western nations where generally I could identify with their basic systems of governance and civil infrastructure only to realize they still did not have, truly, the same level of freedom that the least among American society has a right to claim. And I know in my own self, in my own story, my own testimony, that I am the product of two working-class families. One set of grandparents came from the steel mills in Birmingham, and one earned its way through military ranks. But both of them are just good, solid, salt-of-the-earth folks who were never rich, who did not endow me with some kind of a trust fund or anything like that, but who instilled in me, though, a richness that money cannot buy. And coming from that working middle class, I've had the chance to know adventure, to serve in dangerous territory, to walk in quiet scenery. I've had the chance to start businesses, to raise kids, and to have this chance right now today to even tell the world about it. What a cool place to live. What an absolute privilege to be here, the by God United States of America. I would suggest that this is likely the only place in the world where someone can rise from nothing and become truly something because they have everything right there on the buffet of life, if they so choose to take from it. That's right. This is the country where it's still possible to live the dream and don't let them tell you any different, including the fact that someone, some truly fortunate soul is going to be the chief donut maker for Dodge Motors and get paid a king's ransom to drive a heck of a cool muscle car for a year. I got to find that application for Dodge today. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yep, greatest country in the face of the earth, history of the earth. And yet we're being told, by the way, that even our roads are racist, that we are systemically bad, and that they must spend billions of our tax dollars to change it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.